Hi, this is Steve Barish. I'm filling in for Dr. Fred Bell this evening. Welcome to the Fred Bell Science and Energy Show at www.bbsradio.com and pantalk1340am.com. I am more or less Dr. Fred Bell's sidekick. I come on once a month, sometimes twice a month, and we discuss all different kinds of energies in terms of his necklaces, his nuclear receptor, projector, projectors that you put on the wall, and the projectors that you either keep on the bookshelf or wherever you like in the house. What I'd like to start out this evening with is tell you a little bit about me. I was connected with Fred Bell probably about 8 years ago when I met him in Toronto. And I started wearing a nuclear receptor 8 years ago. It was a silver one with a blue sapphire stone, which I needed for my heart. And I just looked at it and knew that this was a product for me. I saw him in an audience with about 300 people. And after the show, he had walked up to me out of all these people and said, "This necklace would be wonderful for you." And actually, it really was. What happened was is that I did buy one. I bought it with the, if I remember correctly, it was a blue sapphire stone. I wore it for approximately 8 years, the silver necklace with the blue sapphire stone. And the first thing I do remember is that I was walking in Wellsboro, Pennsylvania. It's a gorgeous, gorgeous area. It's a converted railroad track trestle, and it has miles and miles of walking track and biking track and horseback riding, so it's a gorgeous area in Pennsylvania. As I was walking down there, I noticed a lot of black coming out of my back. I called Fred and said, "Fred, I'm actually seeing a lot of black coming out of my back. Could you explain to me what that was or what it is?" And he said, "Yes, that's the all the negativity that is coming out of your back from all the X-rays that you've ever had." And it took about a week and a half after I saw the black for the entire black to disappear. After that, I noticed that my cells were changing. I was noticing more white light in my cells. I see very clearly auras, angels, cells, atomic structure, DNA, RNA. I see all that. And so Fred used me as sort of like a catalyst with his necklaces. And I was telling him, I was reporting to him once a day, sometimes once every 2 weeks, sometimes once a week, on what I was picking up and what I was seeing. The power of the necklace, I was actually able to go inside my body and look at the white light coming through the back of the necklace into the back of my heart, going out through my back. And through that, I was able to see my cellular structure changing, and we'll get into that in a moment. The necklaces are extremely powerful. They really do work. They come in a lot of different varieties. They come in silver. They come in gold. They come in gold and silver. They come in platinum. It's up to the strength of the individual. I started, as I say, with silver. Eventually, I did go to gold, 18-karat gold, and I had a platinum bridge with diamonds, and that was extremely powerful. In the intern, between the gold, between the silver and the gold bridge and platinum, I was wearing a solid gold one, and then, of course, I moved up to the solid gold with the bridge. These products do work. They are real. I wouldn't have believed it myself other than I fell in love with it. It was so beautiful. I was home in the evening, one evening, and Semjazi came to me and said, "This necklace will be good for you." I felt her energy for about maybe 30 seconds as she was talking to me. After that particular point, of course, I ordered the necklace right away. What has happened to me ever since is that I have bought a lot of Dr. Bell's items. I have bought a nuclear receptor, as I say. I do have a projector. I wear a projector. I have projectors on the wall. And the other day I received a master crystal, which has just been so wonderful. It's made a connection with me. I talk to the master crystal. It talks to me. The room is extremely intense with it. It does act as a battery and a catalyst for the projector. So the projectors are even working more. When I put up the projectors, the first day that I had them up, I did have visitors from Andromeda. I have mentioned this before on the radio, but what happened was is that they came into the room. I had one that was 8 feet tall, I had one that was 6 feet tall, and I had one that was about 9 feet tall. What happened was is that they were standing and they were helping me with my clients. They were actually doing work on my clients. They stayed for about 3 hours. I became very friendly with them. They were smiling at me. I was smiling back at them. What happened was the following day, they had come into the room. The one about 9 feet tall opened up his hand, and I went through his hand. I went to his galaxy. I went to his universe, and I went to his planet. And I was standing in front of about 8 people. They were asking me questions. They put me into a, it looked like a, I would say it looked like a crystal boat. That's the only way I can really tell you. I was submerged and I was breathing in this fluid. I was in there, I don't know how long. I came out, and my heart chakra and my third chakra were twice as big. I was brought back to my planet. I was doing work. My work became a lot more powerful, a lot more intense. It seems to be working very well for me now, and I'm able to see a lot more. I have been able to see the cells in my body. I have gone into a cell. I was invited. As I went into the cell, I saw the complete universe in one cell. And why they showed it to me was is that within the cell, how precious life is, that the cell itself had so much energy in it that the entire universe was in this one cell that is being replenished every couple minutes in the body. It's just absolutely wonderful to be able to see these things and to be able to relate it to you and tell you that we all have these wonderful, wonderful gifts. If we just want to open up, if we just want to see, if we just believe, we all can have wonderful gifts to be able to use on humankind and animal kind and plant kingdom. It's just absolutely wonderful. And I can't tell you enough about love. Love is absolutely everything. It's the basis of life. It's the basis of everything that God knows about, that we know about. Of course, we don't know about God that much, but his work is absolutely wonderful. It's been wonderful for me. It's been wonderful knowing people like Fred who can deliver such products that are so potent, and for us to use them in a way to help our neighbors, our friends, our family, anybody that really wants to know about love. And these products are so good. So we're going to get into talking about the nuclear receptor even more. The nuclear receptor to me, when I first put that on, I could feel a tremendous amount of energy and surges going through my body. My mind was becoming clearer every day. I could feel a difference. It was much, much more powerful. I was able to deliver even more to my clients and more to myself, actually. And through those products, it's been opening me up ever since. It's been really, really wonderful to use. Then I went into the projector next. The projector I ordered was 18 karat gold. It had a platinum bridge with four diamonds in it. And I was able to use that in the most proficient way, along with the projectors that were up on the wall. I was told exactly how and how far to put them up on the wall. It was 6 feet high. When I put those projectors up on the wall, along with wearing this necklace, I was able to see the energy of the projectors.
Hi, Steve.
Hello?
Hello, it's Marjorie.
Yes.
Hello,
oh,
hi.
Oh, hi, Marjorie. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Terrific. Good. Wonderful, honey. Marjorie, yes, Marjorie has a product that Fred McKell and I absolutely love. It's called Hydrate Me, and it's a product it's a lotion, actually. It's probably the best lotion we've ever used, and I'm so glad to hear from you.
Thank you for having me.
I know I've used it, and it's just absolutely wonderful. Do you want to tell the folks a little bit about it?
Well, actually, Hydrate Me is a skin nutrition. We're really excited about it.
Okay.
We have new label design coming out, which is really planetary. It encompasses the universe. It encompasses love, water, botanicals, everything. It's on the website. If anybody wanted to take a look at it, it would be hydrame.com, spelled HYDRAME.com. And Hydrame is a revolutionary anti-aging formula, rich in antioxidants, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and minerals. And what it is 10 organic botanicals in a natural emollient base. So it's not cosmetic. It's a nutrition applied topically to the skin. And it just works beautifully and synergistically with the skin being the body's largest organ. And with the skin needing to breathe, the Hydrame product is phenomenal for the respiratory function of the skin. So you're using it at the clinic?
Yes. Really, really love it. My clients have been really, really fascinated with this. And I believe I've given them your phone number to call and pick up some of the products, so it really does work. And I've had it on myself, and it really is the best stuff I've ever used.
I'm so glad.
So I just wanted to say thank you so much.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And
could
you do us a favor? Could you give us your phone number, and maybe people will call in and ask you questions?
Oh, sure. My number is 440-897-1498, and email address is info@hydrame.com.
Well, that's wonderful. I'm so glad that you called, and we could share some moments with you. I know you were at my clinic the other day, so it was really nice seeing you and all your friends.
Oh, we had a beautiful experience at the clinic. Beautiful experience
well,
at the clinic. Yeah, and the work that you and I did and the work with the thyroid was wonderful. All day I was very, very tired, but felt very, felt better, felt lighter.
Great.
And felt soothed,
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's great. Wonderful. Well, listen, thank you so much for calling.
Well, thank you for having me.
Wonderful hearing from you.
Yes, thank you very much.
Okay, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hi. Well, that was really pleasant to talk to a good friend of mine. That was nice for her to call like that. Getting back to the projectors, I've been able to see the energy of the projectors. I've been able to see there are a lot of pyramids on the projectors. I have the projectors on the walls, I said, about 6 feet high. There are pyramids on it, and then there is a centerpiece. There's two diamonds, actually not diamonds, but the stones that are used, the zircons, which are on the top and the bottom. I've actually had quite a number of experiences. The biggest experience I've had today is actually having the room disappear with me disappearing and my client disappearing all at one time, and to be able to see nothing in the room but the two stones and what looked like heaven on the other side of the wall. So things do happen. Things can happen. I have a vortex which is about a mile high and about 5 miles wide. It started out about 30 feet. It's been growing ever since, and it's about a mile high, which I can see. I've actually seen a pyramid over the over my room out into the universe, and I believe that there was, as a matter of fact, that I've seen was a flying saucer that was lingering over the top of the pyramid, and I'm very, very well sure they were friends of mine from Andromeda. But getting back to the projectors, there's a tremendous amount of light on each one of the pyramids. If there's 50 pyramids, I don't know the amount of pyramids, but if there's 50, there's a light on each pyramid. In the center of the projector itself, I've been able to see a 3-inch ball of light, which actually goes to the center of the room. And I've got 4 projectors on the wall, and there is a gigantic 3-foot ball of light over my table that I use for massage and energy healing. And I've been able to use that quite well in producing a lot of wonderful healing power for my clients and to be able to help them in many, many different ways with massage, energy work, and different things of that nature. And also with the chakras, I've been able to hover over the body and to be able to see the oxygen actually going into the chakras. So there is a lot going on. There's a tremendous amount of knowledge, a tremendous amount of wisdom coming from these projectors if we use them correctly. I would highly suggest that if you haven't worn a nuclear receptor, please, if you're thinking about using something that actually does work, that will actually help heal you, that will actually give you a boost in your immune system, the nuclear receptor will do that. I would highly also suggest that if you have not worn a nuclear receptor, it takes a little while, maybe about 3 months, 4 months, before you can order the projectors. Fred won't order the projectors unless it's absolutely a national emergency. But the nuclear receptor does work. I would start as fast as possible with those. I know that we've talked about carbon monoxide poisoning, and these nuclear receptors will take out carbon monoxide poisoning, especially when you're sitting in traffic. So it's a wonderful device. It's very protective, and it does a wonderful job. The next thing I want to go to, if we can, would be basically the projector itself. The projectors, as I say, there's a tremendous amount of energy that gives off the projector. They have been and will be for me for quite a while to be able to use them with my clients. The gigantic crystal that I bought from Fred last week, actually about a week and a half ago, I think, is a master crystal, which we were talking about a couple minutes ago, and that acts as an electrical field for the projectors, which is almost like a battery. And it really gives it a kick, and it really, really does work. I just ordered do have a laser, which I have not hooked up to the Master Crystal yet, but I will this coming week when I have a chance and opportunity to do that. Also, the other things that we need to talk about is we had some questions a couple weeks ago on meditation and what meditation does. And what I can tell you is the biggest thing that I found out is that meditation will soothe the mind. It will calm you down, and it gets rid of brain chatter. What is brain chatter? When you're hearing 50,000 things in 1 minute. That's called brain chatter. So that quiets
Hello?
The mind. Hello?
Hello? I'm sorry.
Yes, hi.
I'm a caller. Sorry about that.
Oh, that's fine. Please.
Steve, my name is Sandra. I'm calling from Ohio, and I've spoken with you before, both on the show
yes.
and
yes.
for your healing services on the phone. I have a
yes.
couple of questions. I missed the first few minutes of the show, but I'm wondering how long have you been working with the receptor and projector technology?
I've been working with it for about a year. I was one of the first ones to get it, and Fred, as I said before, loves me to find out about things, and I report to him. So I was telling him what I was seeing with the energy and with the people from Andromeda.
You're the guinea pig, huh?
Yes, I'm more or less the guinea pig, a sidekick, as you would more or less put it.
Well, I have a couple of questions about using the technology.
Yes.
And
yes.
I guess I'm looking at more the projector with these questions, but you would know better
yes.
than I would. Have,
sure.
Have you ever tried asking for something in the sense of manifestation? I have several questions, but in the sense of manifestation,
yes.
In the sense of time.
I'll tell you what I've done.
Okay.
Basically, I took my wife down to, where did we go? We went down to get her a Social Security card. Are you with me?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes, okay. Okay, what happened was we got in line. We waited about 20 minutes, and people were very angry leaving. We got up to the front of the line, and I was wearing my projector.
Mm-hmm.
And the nice lady behind the counter said, "I'm terribly sorry. I can't give you the information. Our computers are down." And I said, under my breath, "Computer, please turn on." And the computer came on instantaneously. She jumped back, and she said, "I don't understand this, but it just came on." And she says, "Well, this is wonderful. I can give you the information, but I can't print you up. I can't print you up a card because our printer isn't working." So I turned and looked at the printer, and under my breath, without saying anything, I said, "Printer, please turn on." And it came on instantaneously. My wife looked at me, and she felt the energy, and she said, "What are you doing?" We got the card and walked out. So how long it was on after that, I don't know. But
well,
that's what happens with the projector.
That sounds like instantaneous, but have you tried
yes.
along the lines of, "I want this particular thing to happen on Friday or Monday," something like that?
No, actually what I do is this. If I'm working in close proximity with my clients with the projectors, the only thing I have on my mind is that client, not for myself, but my client.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're asking me for something, usually they receive it. Good health, whatever the case may be. I've had people ask me questions about different diseases, and different things will happen. Different things are manifested for them.
Mm-hmm.
You can call it a miracle. You can call it whatever the case may be. But I know that the projectors and the Andromedans had a lot to do with it. And also, I believe very much in God. So
yes,
I know he had plenty to do with it.
And I'm wondering too, with this technology, I've heard of Dr. Bell's stories about levitation with his irradiators and his technology with groups of people.
Yes.
And I read this in his book too, but I'm wondering if you or anyone else has tried putting that wish out there in the sense of, you know, supposedly what you ask for you get in manifesting, to be able to
yes.
levitate
yes.
objects, just, you know, kind of Harry Potter-like and see
I've
if
never
that is...
Been able. Yeah, I've never been able to do that because it's a question I never asked.
Ah.
I haven't gone in that direction because I'm trying my best to heal my clients the best way that I possibly can. And I'm using a tremendous amount of love and compassion. I'm not asking for things for myself. I have
mm-hmm.
so far haven't asked anything for myself. Only for my, no, that's not true. I got a car. But I just, that was for my 65th birthday. And so.
You deserve it.
But Thank you, thank you. But basically what I'm doing it for, I'm using it to heal people. I'm using it for love, compassion, understanding that I might be able to be a better person, to be able to help more and more people. That's what I'm all about.
Yes. I was thinking
I haven't really, of
the spirit of experimentation, if you'd tried anything like that.
I haven't really had time. I'm in my office. I do 6 massages a day, 7 sometimes, and I don't really have time. So I'm while I'm in a state of meditation with every one of my clients, I'm being told what to do, how many strokes, what's wrong with a client. And by the time I'm done, the last thing I'm thinking about is myself after 7 people. I haven't really had time to slow down to ask those questions. But, you know, I might start asking those questions real soon.
Well, I've done Reiki work. I've done energy work on people. But I actually am a professional astrologer and psychic. So, but I'm familiar with what you're talking about. But now in the realm of your healing work, when you mention this ball of light coming to the center of the room from, I'm assuming it was a large projector, did you find that you needed to tap into that mentally and direct it, or were you physically standing in it somehow in order to use it?
No, what happens is the ball of light is in the center of the room. It's full of consciousness. It's something that is given to us either by God, by Andromedans, wherever it comes from the universe. I suspect God. I mean, everybody, even the Andromedans, I suspect, believe in him. So what I feel is the same thing that I feel when I'm working on a client or when a client walks in the room, and I'll try to explain it this way. If you give somebody enough light, if you are projecting that kind of light, that kind of wonderful, magnificent, omnipotent light that's coming into the room, and you're projecting that onto somebody, not only are you changing them inwardly, but you're changing them outwardly. In other words, you're changing the aura, you're changing the inside of the person, you're changing everything about that person. On a molecular structure to an atomic structure, to a physical structure, you're actually doing that kind of wonderful work. Now, how do I know that? I've been able to actually work with people, and as your aura grows, all the information that you have at that particular time is in your mind. If you can pass somebody on the street without them knowing it or without you knowing it, you can change their life instantaneously with all that energy that you're receiving from heaven.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm saying to you is that I know firsthand how powerful this really is. I've done it several times on people. I've done it on these wonderful clients of mine who've been coming to me for 14 years. And also that it's made me much, much more compassionate. It's made me much, much more understanding about what I need to do for me, and what I need to do for me is something that I do for my clients.
Mm-hmm. I guess I'm wondering too, I know this is a non-local phenomenon, I'm assuming it is, but I'm wondering how you tapped into it. Was it just mentally, did you kind of extend your energy into it in order to access it? Or were you physically?
What I do is something, I saw this ball of light in the center of the room. It's not something that I made happen. It's something that just happened for me. And I suspect that was because I was taken to Andromeda. And I suspect that it would happen for anybody. I believe that that energy is extremely powerful. I think that we're all given that power. I believe that from the smallest baby to the oldest person on the planet, we have gifts that we haven't even tapped into. And the most important thing I can say is that we need to open up to our truths, not somebody else's truth, but our own truths. And the way to do that is to listen to the voice of silence within us. That's been talked about for...
I absolutely agree with that.
Right, that's been talked about by Moses and Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Jesus and, you know, Muhammad and Buddha. It's all been talked about, and it's nothing new. I'm not saying anything new. What I'm saying is that the voice of silence reigns supreme. No matter what we do, no matter where we go, no matter what happens in our lives, the voice of silence is the most humbling thing that we can come to and the most filled wisdom thing that we'll ever find in our lives. If everybody can just connect to that voice of silence, it could change the world.
Absolutely. You know, if I could add one more thing, one of the things I've found in my personal experience in working with personal gifts is I know I was born with some, it runs in the family, but I found that the more I worked on myself, my subconscious baggage, clearing out issues, but also believed in myself and my gifts and put them to use and worked with them, what I found was not only did they get stronger, but I found I developed other ones just out of the blue that I realized other ones were coming along. So now I have a whole basket full of these abilities where initially I might have started with two or three. Pardon?
That's wonderful. The best way that I can tell you, I suspect that you're doing the same thing I am, and you're letting go. We don't own this. What we're doing is that God gives us a gift, and we let it go. If God shows me the Ark of the Covenant, which I've seen and I've been in, I let it go. We just move forward. That's all we can do is just move forward. So it's very, very important. We need to tell the people out here just to be yourself. Get in touch with who you are. Get in touch with your truth, and that will lead you to everything you've ever wanted in your life.
Yes.
It leads you to the universe. It leads you to love of self, love of God, and love of everything that you've ever wanted. So you're absolutely right. I mean, the more we tune in, the more that we understand, the less we understand, you know. So it's really wonderful that you're hooked in that well.
Well, I wasn't saying it for myself. I was using that as an example that anybody can do that. And the last thing I want to offer here is I just have to say that the whole time we've been talking, I've been feeling energy moving in different parts of my body. I know this is because I'm in contact with you, because it is a very healing presence, yet energizing and relaxing at the same time. And it's very similar to what I felt with you when you were actually focusing and doing healing work on me very specifically. So I want to thank you for that, too.
Oh, God bless you. You're just, you know, I remember working on you, and it's just a humbling experience knowing that that there's people out there that are so wonderful and so giving, and we just want to change the planet so much. So I really appreciate your phone call. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Anyhow, getting back, that was a wonderful phone call. Then the projectors themselves, they really, really do work well. The colors are magnificent with that ball of light in the center of the room that we were talking about. It does change from gold to white. It's a very powerful ball. It does emit a lot of light, tremendous light. How I use it is I just let it go. I look at it, and it just goes through me and through my clients and whatever else it has to do. I never ask. I never try to be judgmental. I never try to figure anything out that I'm given, because I was told a long time ago not to be judgmental and just keep everything open, keep everything flowing, and let things go. Let everything go. Whatever you see, take it in and let it go, because it doesn't belong to us. Hello?
Hello, Steve?
Yes?
My name is Rebecca Christine. And you
have Rebecca.
And you have worked on me, and I wanted to make a comment about how the sessions went with you when you had the projectors and the nuclear receptors there and the master crystals. As a matter of fact, I believe was there when I was there. So when you gave, you recommended for me a nuclear receptor, which is silver with a emerald in it. And I am definitely going through changes here, which sometimes are a little bit painful, but they always end in good things. So I think that's wonderful.
Well, thank you.
I can feel the cellular structure shifting. And when you worked on me, I was in the room there, and the ball of light, I feel, I mean, the work was incredible, by the way. It absolutely...
Thank you.
The next day, I was so free of pain, and a lot of the things that I've been carrying for almost several years now were gone. So I wanted to thank you for that, and I believe that you work synergistically or symbiotically with the ball of light and the Andromedas and the crystals. It's not like one of you controls the other, but there's just a synergistic natural flow, like you're just swimming in the structure of the molecules all together, and that intelligence reigns over all. It's like you said, letting go and letting it happen. And it just happens beautifully, and I wanted to let you know that I appreciated the work. And I think that
thank
what you're
you.
Doing with the projectors is incredible and definitely a boon to the Earth. And I've also tried the Hydra-Me. I wanted to let you know that that is also a fantastic product, which you have energized, by the way, through your energy projection. And
Thank you. I
know you told me that, and it just definitely makes a difference in my life and people that I know have tried it. So I wanted you to know that I was very grateful for what you have done for me when I was there, and that your technologies are marvelous, and I think people should definitely participate in them.
Well, thank you, and that's a wonderful tip from Marjorie Cole. She's got quite a product there, and I hope it goes a long way with her because she's a wonderful person. Rebecca, thank you so much for calling, dear.
Thank you for having me on, Steve. God bless you.
Wonderful.
Bye.
God bless you too, dear. Bye-bye. So anyhow, with the projectors themselves, we're going to get back to the projectors. They do work quite well. I know Fred. I've heard Fred talk about them on the radio where he actually has one on his desk, and he was talking about a motorcycle that he wanted, and he eventually got back the motorcycle that he had bought years ago, sold it, and returned to him through the projector. So those things do happen. However, I have not asked for that for myself, except for a car, and I did receive that. But basically, I've used it in a humbling experience to be able to heal the clients that come in, to be able to give them love, light, and compassion, and hopefully, which it has helped a lot of people. A lot of people have gone into practice for themselves. They have gone to school. They've made big changes in their lives due to energies, either mine or the projector, but it all comes from heaven. Hello?
Well, hello there.
Yes, hi.
Hello there, Steve?
Yes.
This is Brian from Indiana. Hello.
Yes, Brian. Hi.
Hey, I would just like to first say how you're talking about that moving the conscious mind into kind of like a state of a self-appreciation for who we are.
Yes.
And
yes.
Learning as individuals to learn and to go into a state of observing without judgment. And
yes.
And just amazing how the mind shifts when we go into that mode.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
So I just wanted to share that little thought with you and just tell the listeners out there, just learning to open their hearts and go within. And that truly
Absolutely.
Is just amazing. So for all the work
There's
that you do, Steve, yes. And for all the work that you do, Steve, just God bless and keep the good work up.
Oh, you're wonderful. Thank you so much for calling. And
thank you.
May God always be with you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. That's wonderful, having these wonderful phone calls. It's just, it proves that something is working correct and that we're moving in the right direction. The other thing is the Master Crystal, I guess we've talked about the projector enough, the Master Crystal itself, as Dr. Fred was telling me, is quite a device. It's actually protected my room. I can feel the protection in the room, and also as I'm working with the projector, I feel that this is a almost like a supercharger for the projector. It's projecting more power. I have the Master Crystal under my table, and it is right under everybody's heart. and that seems to exude a lot of power to the people that I'm working on, to these wonderful, wonderful people that come in to see me week after week and year after year. And it just shows that we're all advancing, we're all moving forward. There's nothing there but love and light and harmony, and to be compassionate with everybody. That's how I work, and I don't have anything special. I'm not a special person. I am just a regular person like everybody else on the planet. It's just that for some odd reason, God has given me a gift, and I've been able to open up to it, which doesn't make me any more special than anybody else. It just means that I've opened up to more energy, and you can do the same thing. And I think it's just wonderful knowing that there's a lot of people out there that are calling in and saying that these things are true, that you can move forward, that there is light and there is heaven. And, you know, it's just so wonderful to hear. It's so humbling. I have some things that I wanted to share with you tonight. I got some sayings from heaven about 30 years ago, and I just wanted to share a couple of them with you. So if you have a pen and paper, you can write these down. These are straight, honest to goodness, right from heaven. The first one is, let me see, let's give you a real good one here. The first saying that I ever got was, "The truth to me is very profound. It is a balance, a flower, a key to my soul of never-ending love to myself." If you need me to repeat that, I will. Let me give you the second saying. "I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth." I glow in my own aperture of loveliness, not limited to Mother Earth. The third one is, and one of the last ones I got was, let's see if I can remember it. No, I can't remember it. I don't know why.
Hello?
But anyhow, hello?
Is this Steve Barrett?
Yes, hi.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, it is.
My name is Deborah, and you've been working on me for years, and I need to tell everybody.
Oh, Debbie, yes.
There is nobody on this planet that has Steve's energy or who is actually able to heal people the way that he does. And when you're in his presence or in his room or whether you're in his car or his home, it's a gift just to be around you.
Oh, thank you so much, Debbie. That's so kind of you.
And there's no other energy that I've ever been around such as Steve's that I've ever experienced in my 53 years of this life.
Thank you, yeah. Debbie. That's very humbling, honey. Thank you.
And he is one of my dearest friends, but he is very, 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 very gifted. There is no one else that I know of that. And yes, the projectors do work, the receptor does work. This is my second stone.
Yes.
And it has changed me extremely in different ways.
Thank you, Debbie. It's very, very kind of you. By the way, you have a beautiful granddaughter.
That's right. I have a new granddaughter.
That's right. You do. That's wonderful.
Light. She's full of light.
Great.
And I would probably say the best experience I had with Steve is when he was able to get me through a wall. Remember that?
Yes, I do, Debbie.
Maybe
yes,
we can talk a little bit about that, too.
Yeah, that was interesting. Debbie had a fear of a brick wall, and I broke down the brick wall for her, and actually she broke it down the rest of it. I just made a hole in there. And I took her hand, and we walked through to a beautiful field, And we walked for about 5 or 10 minutes into this field. And I said, how does it feel? And she says, I feel revived and released. And I said, would you like to go back? And she said, no, this is wonderful. And I had to return because this was her own energy. But you can do different things for people that are absolutely wonderful. You can do anything that you want and help as many people as you want. And Debbie was one of the wonderful people that came in and said, please help me. And I do that humbly. And everything that I do is for God. It has nothing to do with me. Debbie has made tremendous strides and is one of the most powerful people I've ever met. So thank you, Debbie.
When we did go through that experience, what happened really was Steve took me into to another dimension, and we were no longer, I was no longer in that room. We were no longer
yes.
in the room.
Yes.
So everything that he does is very, very healing and holy, and everything that he is, he is truly a gift from God.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That's so kind of you, Debbie.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thank you.
So on that note,
yeah.
I'm going to let you go on and keep talking.
Thanks. Thanks so much.
And
God bless.
I will see you.
Okay. Terrific.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, honey. Thank you. Let's go back. We have another saying that I wanted to give you was, don't allow the outside forces to overrule your inside forces, which means that the most powerful person on the planet is you. Any power that you have, God speaks through the heart to man and mankind and womankind. There's nothing more powerful, again, than the voice of silence. When you make that connection to the voice of silence, a lot of things happen. You won't hear any more brain chatter. You'll be very, very focused when you listen to the voice of silence and you take it in. No matter how crazy it sounds, as long as it's life-affirming, follow it. It will keep you on a straight and narrow path and allow you to grow faster than anything I know. So I think it's really, really humbling to be able to listen to that voice and follow it. I know that when I am massaging, I'm told how many strokes to make, where the problems are with the clients. I watch under the table. I'm watching above the table. I'm watching the angels coming in. I'm watching the guides coming in. I'm watching the most supreme come in. I'm watching everything at one time. In other words, I could watch 15 things at one time and never get confused, because I believe that my mind is just focused on one thing, and that is the voice of silence when a client is in the room and I am watching 15 or 16 or whatever the case may be, different things going on without losing my focus. And again, please, it's not that I'm special. I am not. I am just humbling myself to God and letting everything go. And that's the most important thing I can tell you to do, is to let go of everything. We own nothing. Just let it go, and you'll find out that the precious gifts of God will come through for you. And but anyhow, let's get back to more things that we can learn about. I wanted to tell you something that happened to me about 20 years ago about angels. I had Passover dinner at my house, and we were all sitting down having dinner. I heard a knock at the door, and this little boy was standing at the door and asking me to buy a box of candy. Being observant, I said, no, thank you. I shut the door, and I went back to the table, and I realized that person, that little boy, that beautiful, innocent child who came to the door was an angel. I went right back to the door. This is a matter of 2 or 3 seconds. I opened the door, and he was gone. At that particular point, the lesson that I learned was that you never know who an angel is, and that little boy, that wonderful little boy, was an angel that I dismissed, and I could have bought something from him, whatever the mitzvah would have been, mitzvah being a good deed, I missed up on, and I've never forgotten that, and it was a lesson in humility that you never know who you're talking to. You never know the path that that person is taking, other than you never know if you're talking to an angel. You never know if you're talking to God. You never know if you're talking to somebody that's very important, a saint, somebody that comes back into your life at that particular moment, and you're tested. Whether you believe in tests or not, that was a test for me. And in one way, I'm glad that it failed, because it made me very aware that there are wonderful people walking this planet that are angels, and we have to be most respectful for everybody, no matter who they are, because we don't know who they are. Anyhow, that's lesson number 5,336 for me. We have to have, this is something that I've practiced on myself, using the projectors and using the necklaces that I use. I focus like an eagle. What I'm saying to you is that my eyes are focused on the person or whatever I'm looking at. I use that as a focus point for me. If you ever see an eagle, how intent the eyes are, and that's what I do. I very rarely blink. I'm looking at the client. I'm looking at what the client needs, and I'm very focused in that particular point. So I use that as a focus of an eagle, and that seems to help me an awful lot, and hopefully you'll be able to use that too, using the projectors. About a month and a half ago, I was in my room, and I was working with a client, and we were discussing nature, and something opened up for me tremendously, and that was the gift of being able to see the eyes of trees, the eyes of grass, and the eyes of flowers. Every tree that I saw had an eye, and that eye was looking at me. I was allowed to go out of my office psychically, go behind the eye, and take a look at the eye of the tree, and it looked just like us. In other words, I was looking at my building, and that eye was as focused as my eye, and I was absolutely amazed and humbled by the fact that I was allowed to see the eyes of trees, grass, and flowers. So for anybody that wants to know, yes, plants see, trees see, and it's most humbling to realize that God has given them so much, and we as human beings just let it go. And we need to open up to the fact that everything is energy. And that's something that I'm learning more and more, that energy is to be found just by humbling yourself and letting go. So for me, that's it's a very good focal point, and I hope that at some point that you'll be able to see what I saw, and maybe you'll even be able to see a lot more. There's a lot more that we can discuss about this evening, so we have a few more minutes. We have 6 more minutes. Hi, I want to thank everybody who called, and I want to thank Fred Bell's audience for allowing me to talk for the last hour. And most of all, I want to thank Heavenly Father for allowing me to do whatever he bids me to do. And please, have a wonderful evening. And please call Fred Bell and get those necklaces. I think it'll help the planet. I think that everything that he sells will help the planet and, most of all, help you. God bless. Have a wonderful evening. And thank you so much for listening. Bye-bye.